Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the 19th week in Ordinary Time, August 10th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. John, where he writes, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me." There is an old story from the mountains of Italy about an elderly monk who spent years tending a vineyard. Every autumn, visitors would admire the abundant clusters of grapes hanging from the vines. One young traveler finally asked him, "Father, what is the secret to such a beautiful vineyard?" The old monk smiled and picked up a handful of dried grape seeds. "Every harvest," he says, "begins with something that disappeared." The traveler looked perplexed. The monk continued, "No seed remains a seed if it wants to become a vine. It must surrender its shape. It must disappear beneath dark soil. What looks like loss is actually the beginning of abundance." The young man nodded politely, but did not fully understand. Years later, after experiencing heartbreak, disappointment, and the death of his own father, he returned to the monastery. The old monk had died, but the vineyard was even more beautiful than before. Only then did he understand. The monk himself had become the seed. Jesus gives us one of the deepest spiritual laws ever spoken. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. Our instinct is to preserve ourselves, preserve our reputation, we preserve our comfort, we preserve our opinions, we preserve our schedules, we preserve control. But Jesus says that life is found precisely where preservation ends and surrender begins. This is not merely about physical death. Most of us are called first to countless little deaths, the death of always needing to be right, the death of resentment, the death of wounded pride, the death of self-importance, the death of living only for ourselves. Every genuine act of love costs us something. Every forgiveness is a dying. Every act of generosity is a dying. Every faithful vocation requires the surrender of countless possibilities so that one beautiful calling can flourish. Love always asks us to let go, for it lets us receive. Today the Church celebrates Saint Lawrence, one of the great martyrs of the early church. Lawrence served as a deacon in Rome during a violent persecution under the Emperor Valerian in the 3rd century. As a deacon, he cared for the church's treasures, and even more importantly, for the poor. When the Roman authorities demanded that he surrender the treasures of the church, Lawrence gathered the poor, the sick, the widows, the disabled, and the forgotten. Presenting them to the officials, he declared, "These are the treasures of the church." Authorities were enraged. Lawrence was arrested and condemned to a brutal martyrdom. Tradition tells us that even amid unbearable suffering, he never lost the joy that came from belonging completely to Christ. How could someone remain free in the face of such cruelty? Because Lawrence had already died long before his execution, not physically, but spiritually. His ego had already surrendered. His possessions no longer possessed him. His future belonged to God. His life had become a grain of wheat planted deeply in Christ. The execution only completed outwardly what had already happened inwardly. Think contemplative spirituality teaches us that the deepest dying often happens in silence. The Desert Father spoke of allowing the false self to fall away. St. John of the Cross described the dark night in which God gently loosens our attachment to everything that is not God. Thomas Merton wrote that much of our suffering comes from defending an identity that was never our true self. Prayer is not simply speaking to God. Prayer slowly allows God to remove everything that prevents us from becoming who we truly are. This can feel unsettling. Sometimes our carefully constructed image begins to crack. Sometimes our plans collapse. Sometimes certainty disappears. Sometimes we discover that what we called security was actually attachment. These moments often feel like failure, yet perhaps they are the very soil where God plants new life. The grain cannot imagine the wheat field while it is still enclosed within its shell. Neither can we imagine that God is growing within our surrender. Many people spend enormous energy trying to avoid every form of dying. We avoid difficult conversations. We avoid forgiveness because it feels like losing. We avoid vulnerability because we fear rejection. We avoid silence because we fear what we might hear. Yet every avoidance leaves the shell intact, safe, protected, and alone. Jesus does not invite us into destruction. He invites us into transformation. The shell breaks so that life may emerge. The cross gives way to resurrection. This is God's pattern everywhere in creation. Winter prepares for spring. The buried bulb becomes the flower. The caterpillar disappears into the chrysalis. The grain becomes bread. The grape becomes wine. The dying Christ becomes the risen Lord. Perhaps today the gospel is asking only one question. What shell am I still protecting? Perhaps it is the need to control. Perhaps it is fear of being misunderstood. Perhaps it is an old wound that has become part of our identity. Perhaps it is an image of yourself that no longer allows God to create something new. We need not force the dying. We simply place ourselves into God's hands. Seeds do not make themselves grow. They simply surrender to the soil. God does the rest. St. Lawrence reminds us that holiness is not measured by extraordinary accomplishments, but by extraordinary surrender. His courage did not begin on the day of martyrdom. He It began every day he served the poor. Every day he gave away what others cling to. Every day he chose Christ over himself. The great sacrifices are prepared by thousands of hidden ones. The martyr is formed long before the final witness. So are we. Every unnoticed act of love, every hidden prayer, every quiet forgiveness, every moment of faithful service, these are the seeds disappearing beneath the surface, and God never wastes a buried seed. Perhaps today we would do well to not seek dramatic sacrifices. Instead, perhaps notice one place in your heart that instinctively tightens in self-protection. Maybe in a relationship, in prayer, in ministry, or in an old hurt you continue to carry. Each day we place that one place before Christ and simply say, Lord, let this become a seed rather than a prison. Then choose one concrete act of self-giving that costs you something. A patient response instead of irritation. A hidden kindness instead of recognition. A forgiveness instead of resentment. Trust that every small surrender is already bearing fruit, even if you cannot see the harvest. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the grain of wheat that fell to the earth and filled the world with new life. Teach us not to cling to what must be surrendered. Give us courage to release our fear, our pride, our need for control, and everything that keeps us from loving freely. Like St. Lawrence, may we discover that true treasure is found only in giving ourselves away. When dying seems and feels difficult, remind us that resurrection is already hidden within your promise. Plant our lives deeply in your heart so that through us your love may bear fruit for generations we may never meet. For where you are, may we also be. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.